John and Lowe, he was an Anchorage Joe, and he'd been going out to school in LA. Peggy Sue, she was a college kid too, but she'd driven out from Chesapeake Bay, and they were young in love. They fell the day they met. Johnny Lowe, he had some money he owed, and dodging creditors is always a bitch. Johnny knew that what he needed to do was suck it up and go back home for the fish. So Johnny took a plane and got back on that boat. And all the way below was in his throat. Peggy Sue was pretty broken up too. She spent the weekend watching movies in bed. She would cry at unpredictable times and either miss her man or wish he wasn't dead. And she would never stray. She wanted it that way. At least that's what she told herself that day. Adam Tanney was a triangle man, didn't know what he was getting into. Peggy Sue had nothing better to do than get some tanning done and work at the zoo. There wasn't any plan, but then there never is. She had her own world and he had his. Billie Jean, she was a fisherman's dream. She was shouting orders down at her men. Johnny Lowe, he had a season to go before he'd get to see his lover again. And Billy had a thing for quiet men like John. She hoped the way she smiled would turn him on. Adam Tanney drove a purple sedan. He liked to take it out whenever he could. Peggy Sue, she had a purple car too. She liked to drive it out in West Hollywood. And so it came to be one day they should meet, share a cigarette out in the street. Johnny Lowe knew she was ready to go, but not with Peggy Sue. It didn't feel right, so he'd look away and try to act polite. Hate himself for wanting her at night. Peggy Sue, she didn't know what to do except that standing by a man would be tough. Adam Tan was never part of the plan, but Johnny's photograph was never enough. Isn't that the way that these things always start? People fall in fast and plans fall apart. Thank you. smoke. He felt the cigarette smoke like it was oozing out of every pore. Billie Jean, yeah, she was deep in a dream as Johnny dressed and made his way to the door. The cold Alaskan air, it cleared his guilty head and told him he and Peggy would be wed. Peggy Sue, yeah, she was waking up at 2 inside a tent next to a purple sedan. She felt good but didn't know if she should as Adam stirred against the palm of her hand. But isn't that the way these things always end? She hoped that she and John would still be friends.